yet to see. We talked briefly about exceptions, and here are the notes on exceptions. So I'll leave you to study those. Note that in addition to, I discussed the fact that when you call a method which can have a runtime error, the runtime error is called an exception, and you must call it in this try statement and then have a catch thing which is supposed to handle the runtime error. Actually, if you call a method which has a runtime error and you don't want to handle it, that's okay too. You just throw it yourself. You say, I don't handle this runtime error. I throw it up to whoever calls me. And here's an example of a method which actually creates a runtime error by doing something suspect, by like calling divide by zero, or trying to open a file that's not there, or any number of other things which can cause runtime errors, in which case you have to, when you declare the method, you have to say it's going to throw a runtime exception. So that's a little bit about how the runtime exceptions work.